Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to today's episode of the Influencers Community Podcast with Heaven Umana, where every Tuesday by 9 a.m. I'll share with you simple things you can do to become more influential in your community and the world at large. And on Friday by 9 a.m., I'll have a question and answer session from Tuesday's podcast. If you're listening to me for the first time, welcome to the show. While you're here, after this episode, do well to listen to other episodes which I've recorded just for you. I strongly believe you would enjoy those episodes and you learn some new things which you can apply to your life. Now, for today's episode. Question and answer. If you're listening to this right now, I want you to know that I've deleted this recording like 12,000 times. And I'm tired of deleting. They say we should show up strong. So I'm just going to record this thing and you're going to listen to the good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful. And I'm going to try my best not to edit any part out of it. So you would catch me in my full glory today. By the way, the time right now is 11 p.m. Thursday night. I'm recording this so you hear it when you're listening to it. And just before I go into the question and answer, I want to tell you something about showing up strong. You see, you just have to show up. I'm giving you this free counsel now, like heart-to-heart talk. No, nobody can hear two of us. Only me and you is hearing this thing. Irrespective of what happens, you just have to show up. People don't care how many times you missed it. All we care is, yay, it's called the goal. That's all. Nobody wants to know you are not feeling fine the previous day. That was why you couldn't put up content today. That was not their business. Humans are oftentimes selfish in nature. It's when we yield ourselves to Christ and Christ conquers that part of us, then we become Christ-centered in nature. But until then, you just have to keep showing up. If you don't understand what I'm saying, don't worry. Just leave the talk wherever it is. Let's go over to today's main gist, okay? So, I received lots of questions this week. I received some questions which I answered offline, but I'm going to answer these three because I believe they are very, very important to what we discussed about who made you a judge over us. I received a question from Emmanuel Blessing. She said, good morning, Sir Heaven. Today's episode was wow. But my question here is that trying to confront a person like what you're doing is wrong and you need to change doesn't mean you're judging the person. Straight answer is no. Now, when I said who made you a judge over us, what I mean is who gave you the right, the power to decide a person's fate. There's a difference between correcting someone and deciding someone's fate. For example, someone does something wrong and you're like, this thing you've done is not good. You should change. Do better. You can do better. That's different from when someone does something wrong and the next thing you tell the person is, that's why you are useless in life. That's why you cannot go anywhere. That's why you cannot achieve anything. Ha! Ha! Who made you judge over us? Do you get my point? That's what it means. It's not wrong for you to correct someone as long as you're correcting the person in love. That's not wrong. That's good. That's important. In fact, correction is a sign of love. It may not look like love to the receiver, but at the end, love is revealed. If someone doesn't love you, they won't correct you. It's only someone who don't care about that will leave to himself. The people we care about, we don't want them to fail. So we'll go ahead, we'll correct them. Try to tell them the right thing to do. But in your correcting people, do not summarize their case and become the judge who decides their fate in life. Like, that's how you end up in this or that. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. You don't have the power to do that. You don't know the totality of what led to whatever happened. So we shouldn't do that. Okay? Cool. Next question. DOA Victor. Oh, Victor, the expert shoe designer. Victor said, thanks for the powerful message on your last podcast, sir. I was blessed. Thank you. You're welcome. But I have one question based on the topic you talked about. So how can we correct people without sounding like we are judging them? That's what I just said. Emphasize more on people's strengths. Pick less on their weakness. If you must pick on people's weakness, point them immediately to an area of strength. For instance, someone did not write something well. You say, oh, this thing you wrote is good, but you can do better. And if you need something to inspire you to do better, look in this direction. Another good way for you to correct people without sounding like you're judging them is first listen to them. Understand their perspective or whatever led to whatever happened before you give your verdict. I've been guilty of this a lot of times. Someone comes to me with something and I just start talking, blah, 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 blah. Then finally, the person will not explain what happened. And, oh, great. Then I wish I can take back some things I said. You need a lot of information for you to make informed decisions. Do you know how interesting it is that your inspiration can greatly be influenced by the information you have access to? Just one tiny information that is kept away from you can distort the kind of powerful inspiration you'll be getting. So if you want to correct people without sounding like you're judging them, listen to them more. And more importantly, listen to the Holy Spirit, because he will also tell you what the person did not tell you and what the person does not even know is going on. He will give you all this information so that you can effectively address whatever the situation is. Okay? The goal of every correction is to restore, to show love. If love is not shown at the end of that correction, it's not going to work. And you may say, how do I know I'm showing love? Well, the way you're correcting that person, if someone corrected you like that, would you like it? If yes, continue. If no, stop. Now to the bang, bang, bang question. This question was asked by Muna. By the way, Muna has an interesting podcast on Anchor. Lifestyle Plug with Muna. Yeah. Lifestyle Plug with Muna. You should listen to it if you can. You'll learn a lot from her. So Muna asked me, she said, you mentioned an example of people judging whether one went to heaven or not based on their lifestyle. I want to ask, is it possible at all to know if a person made heaven? Like, you know how things in the supernatural can be revealed to people. Is it possible that it can be revealed where a person ended up? Okay, yes, I agree. It can be revealed. But there's a clause to it. God will only reveal this kind of information to people who will not abuse the information. If you're a judgmental person, God is not going to show you that information, because you are going to end up using it to preach down other people and break their head. But for those who would use the information rightly, God will reveal it to them. But I really don't want to base my faith on all those kind of revelations. Sha. The revelation me I want to have is revelation of me entering there. I don't want to be hearing who entered and who didn't enter. Everybody race is on their own. If a man fall, he falleth to his master. Okay? So I really don't want to be knowing what happened to other people. Let me just know what happened to me when I get there. Every man to himself. But yeah, God can reveal such things. But he will only reveal them for a purpose. God is not a gossiper that just goes about throwing information for no reason. He will reveal them for a purpose, and he will reveal them to trustworthy persons who he knows will use this information to do the right thing. Okay? So, this is where I'm going to stop today. If you have more questions, you can ask. Feel free to send me a message on Anchor, voice message on Anchor, or connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Heaven Umana, and join my WhatsApp community by clicking the link that's somewhere in the description of this podcast. Okay? Next week, I'm going to come up with another interesting gist, which I know you'll love to listen to. But while you ponder on that, please share this podcast with a friend. Someone needs to hear this gospel. Until when next I come your way next time, keep being influential.